Welcome back to the pregame show. Matt Lopes joined with shortstop Rob McCunney, a native of Cohasset, and currently the team's leader in batting average, hitting .357 coming into tonight's game. Rob, thank you for joining us. How's it going today?
It's going well. Nice to be here.
Now, Rob, first things first, got to address last night's game. You guys, or, well, the season in general, to start. It's been a good season so far for you guys. A couple of tough losses, but there's been a lot of promise. And for you at the plate, last night you tore it up 3-for-4, had that game-tying run in the ninth inning. Now, obviously, that's got to be a good feeling. I mean, I know they came back with the walk-off in the bottom half of the frame, but tell me what was going through your mind in the ninth inning and everything there.
I was just trying to find a good pitch to hit because I know we had one out and a runner on third, and the infield was back, so I was just trying to get the ball in play somehow. So thankfully, our pitchers have been doing phenomenally, so at least even though our bats weren't very productive last night, our pitchers really kept us in the game.
Well, what's been the key for you this season? The 3-for-4 game last night, you had a couple hits the other night. I mean, you're starting to swing the bat pretty well through the early part of the season.
I'm just making adjustments each at-bat. If I can learn each at-bat and try to get a little better each time I go out there, then hopefully that'll make me better at hitting. So.
Now, this is your first time around here in collegiate summer ball, a little bit different than obviously playing in the spring at Fordham University. What kind of adjustments have you had to make, and what's really the main difference for you?
So far, since we play pretty much every night, you really got to let bad games or bad plays get behind you as fast as you can, because there's always tomorrow and there's always the next play right in front of you. So that's definitely something I've got to work on.
Now, as I mentioned, you're a native of Cohasset, Massachusetts, and attended BC High, so a local guy. What's that like for you, playing in a stadium that you've probably been to growing up, that you've seen, probably watched games here, and also playing with some guys that you've grown up playing with, like Jordan Berry, et cetera, guys from Cohasset in that area?
Definitely. It's a lot of fun to be able to play here, because, as you said, me and my friends would always come to games when I was younger. And a lot of my friends now come and watch me and Jordan and Brendan and Jeff, all the guys from Cohasset, all us play, so that's a lot of fun too. It's a great field to play at. Brock and Rock's field, Campanelli Stadium, is one of the best around, so it's a privilege, it's a great opportunity to play here.
Now, one thing this season you kind of got thrown into the fire a little bit is playing shortstop for the first time, at least in your collegiate career, third baseman as a freshman at Fordham University, second baseman as a sophomore, and I know as a true baseball player you can play all across the diamond, but what's been the main difference there for you?
Definitely the throw. Second base, I played this year. I had a little bit more time to throw the guy out because it's a closer throw, obviously. But just taking my time and making sure I have the most accurate throw as soon as I catch the ball as possible. Definitely the hardest at shortstop. You don't have as much time to bobble it or to take your time or anything. So the throw is definitely something I got to work on if I'm going to play short more.
Is there anything else that through the course of the summer that you're trying to work on personally to improve your baseball skills?
Definitely composure. After getting out, I got to put things behind me and relax a little bit more. And, just trying to be as consistent as I can in the field and at the plate.
Now, one thing that I find interesting is that you guys have really only been here for about 10 days. Most of the players arrived last Monday, so it's been a little bit over a week of you guys practicing and playing together. But it seems like you guys are starting to come together, and I mean, you guys are really kind of developing here as a cohesive unit as the season comes along.
Yeah, definitely. We're really fortunate to have everybody in the whole entire roster to be a really great kid. It's a lot of fun to come here every day. Like you said, we're basically here every single day, so chemistry is going to be very important down the stretch. And already, right from the start, we got great chemistry with these guys, so it'll be a really fun year.
How about the coaching staff? Judd Thigpen, Ted Curley, Brad Hertzler, really seems like a great group of guys to work with.
Yeah, absolutely. Just like I said, with the chemistry, they're right in there, and they're the guys at the top, so they ease the chemistry into everybody else. It's a lot of fun to play with them, but they know when to make us serious about winning and also are always there to let us loosen up a little bit, so it's been great.
Now, as I mentioned before, you're heading into your junior year at Fordham University. Are you studying anything there? Figured out what your major is yet? Or I know a lot of guys on this team still undeclared. You got some time to decide if that's the case.
Yeah, I'm a biology major. I declared that, so I got that part figured out right now, so we'll see from there.
All right, Rob, it's great talking to you here on the pregame show, and keep up the good work at the plate.
Great. Thank you very much.
We'll take a quick break here on the pregame show, and when we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and first pitch right here on AM 1460 WXBR.